morning. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Terrence Page in today, founder of the Cultured Image Empire.
The Empire. I like that.
Like that?
Yeah,
I mean, we've been workshopping some names of what exactly your title is and what exactly everything is. So tell me what Cultured Image.
Again, the word cultured by definition means characterized by good taste, good manner, and good education. So that's what it means to me and my brand, because that's what I had to do with my life, of course. And so I just applied it to my trade.
Which your trade is?
Of barbering. Mm-hmm. And so God blessed me with the name Cultured Image Grooming Studios, and me just being a visionary, him giving me a lot of vision, I birthed Cultured Image Clothing out of it. And so now I've got Cultured Image Clothing and Cultured Image Grooming.
So take me back a little ways. When did you get into barbering?
Oh, man. So I started barbering in 2009, 2010, right around the last recession. And I was going to barber school in Lebanon. And it took me 5 years from start to finish because I was going to barber school in Lebanon.
Yeah.
You know, gas, $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon.
And you were living here.
And I was living in Cookeville.
You're from this area.
Born and raised.
Grew up here.
Yeah, born and raised. West End of Cookeville. That is home. But yeah, I was back and forth from Cookeville to Lebanon. And it was just hard to finish in the allotted 9 months to a year. So it took me a long time to finish school to be able to go and take my test. But again, that's what Cultured Image is.
You know? And when you first got your license, just because you want to be a barber does not mean you're a business owner.
No.
And so where did that heart and that passion come from of like, okay, I want to be the guy. I want to do it all, do the marketing, develop a clothing brand.
Oh, man, that came. So I didn't start out barbering and cutting hair in Cookeville. I actually started in Murfreesboro.
And it's taken you a little bit to embrace coming home.
It took a lot, you know. It took God calling me home, if you will. But I'm so grateful and thankful that I did, because it's some diversity that the area needed to see. And, you know, I just kind of look at it as like, who else but me to put it on my back and do it? You know, mm-hmm. Not to say that I was the first, but, you know, shouts out to Maurice and Daisy with Thrive, Victor Hardwick with Uppercuts. And there's a couple other, you know, other business owners that are out of the culture. But me being one of the only locally born and raised, it just meant a little bit more to me, you know, and I just mm-hmm. didn't want to keep it there. So that's why I wanted to go into the clothing side. And the clothing is more or less based as a streetwear, if you will. So it's that demographic of 16, 18 to 40, 45. And, you know, I have.
That's
a huge demographic. But it's like, I mean, you got to think, you know, when you were a kid, your grandma grew up on Elvis and she liked Elvis on into her later years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's no different than that. It's no different than that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to be able to put on something that they can go back to their childhood or teenage years or whatever else, long as it's appropriate.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Cultured Image Clothing is doing, is we're merging the culture, but we're merging it in a mature way. You know, I'm not looking to put a bunch of vulgar apparel out. I want to mm-hmm. put something that's classy, you know, that the 16-year-old can wear and like, oh, that's hot. But yeah. also that 38, 39-year-old can wear and be like, yo, I'm still in tune. You
right.
know what I mean? So
yeah.
that's what Cultured Image Clothing is.
So the clothing is kind of something that has happened more recently.
Yes.
When you first came back to Cookeville and you opened a spot, you were on Washington Avenue.
I was at the corner of 10th and Washington upstairs, 480 square feet, yeah. little suite.
So was it just you there?
It started out just me, but it quickly escalated to where I had to have another barber, which was what pushed me to go out and move to the location that I'm in now.
So you're on Willow now.
I'm at 506 North Willow Avenue. I'm right between Domino's and Express Laundry. Shameless plug.
And you you moved in February of 2020, which was a great
yes.
time to just, you oh, know, man. Move to more square footage, more rent, all that stuff.
Listen, a lot of people don't understand the story. So like when I moved and officially moved, the day the state come to check my spot to open it was the day Governor Lee closed us down. And I actually asked the state inspector specifically, are we going to be deemed essential? Or are we going to have to close?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, we just got an email. You guys are going to be okay. Go cut hair. So I called my barbers. I'm like, hey, y'all can come. We're not, you know, because at that particular time, it was up in the air.
Yeah.
Who was going to be deemed essential? Who wasn't? And so when he told us that we were, I called my guys and I'm like, hey, you guys can come on in. You know, they said we're going to be all right. And this was, he came to check me out that morning. Of course, me being me, you know, we ended up getting into a conversation, side note of barbering, that ended up going 45 minutes to an hour. So it was closer to 11:30 by the time he left. And so I'm getting ready to gear up and go to work. You know, I'm excited, calling everybody. I'm open. I moved. 3:30 comes around. Breaking news. I'm like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, I thank God for the experience of it because, you know, I was able to double down through one of the worst times that I've seen in my 37 years.
Well, and one thing that I think is really interesting about you, and maybe this is true of all barbers, but you really believe in continuing education.
Yes.
You travel around, you go to events, you meet people. You want to stay on the up and up of what's trending, what's great in the barber industry.
I think that's the difference between a $40,000 a year barber hairstylist and a $140,000 a year barber and hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just got back from an event. The Super Bowl of barbering is what we call it. It's actually, you know, the biggest barbering event in the country of the U.S., possibly one of the top three in the world. You know, and a lot of people in the U.S. don't understand that barbering stretches out to every continent, you know. I've got a colleague of mine, MC Barber, out of Connecticut. He goes and competes every year in the world barbering.
So what do you want people to know about barbering as opposed to just getting a haircut?
We're much more than barbers.
Well, what does that mean?
You know, like we're therapists, you know, to where men can come in and unload things that they can't unload at home.
And we're going to get into that later about what you have at the shop and kind of some of those initiatives that you put in place.
We're therapists. We're mentors to kids that don't have fathers. And that's kind of like, that's at this particular point in life, I'm a business owner, but my next focus is getting in active in some of these kids' life. You know, especially being born and raised here, I was a juvenile here. And again, it goes back into what cultured image really is. It's refined by good taste, good manner, and good education. I want to get back into some of these juveniles' lives that think that they don't see no end in sight.
Well, and one thing, and we've talked about this before ourselves a little bit, is that some of the issues that you maybe growing up, you didn't have role models that had the color of skin that you have, that were hustling, that were doing the things that you were doing. And so how important is that for you to kind of wear that hat, if you will, wear that haircut, I guess
we'll go wear that haircut.
How important is it for you to stand in that light and try to be a role model for kids of this area?
At this particular time it's kind of make or break. You know, it's the make or break of, do I stay here and do this, accept this challenge, or do I go off and, you know, because I know God's got something great for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe that greatness is in cookbook.
And if the greatness is here, that's where the greatness is.
Well, and I feel like I'm always like, Terrence, stay, I think that you have a presence here, and I think that that's important.
And honestly, I'm one thing that I've been gathering of recent is it's with the juveniles, it's with the kids, you know what I mean, because so many kids are left out, you know what I mean. Like I can remember when I was a little not so good guy, you know, running the halls of the schools here locally and running the streets of Cookeville, and I just think back now at 37 and I look at some of these kids and I'm like, you have no idea of the time that you're wasting with your mind. You only get, a lot of times people only get one chance. And one thing that I have to let everybody know is I am so grateful that I had another chance.
Do you think that, because clearly you have drive, you have hustle, those are in you.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like somebody, you know, wrapped it up in a bow and handed you this and you're like, okay,
I wish somebody would have silver spooned that.
Yeah, but so that was within you, and that was within Terrence as a 20-year-old who was maybe not making some of the greatest decisions.
Right.
And so how did you kind of figure out how how did you get yourself into that? Like, oh, I got some drive and hustle. I can
experience,
get
just life experiences, man. You know, just
did you get kind of sick and tired of doing the same old thing?
Oh yeah,
over and over.
Who doesn't? You know, and it wasn't until, honestly, and I think I've talked about this before, it wasn't until I left Cookeville that I went out and I seen what takes place in Cookeville in different age demographics, whether it be 13 to 16, 16 to 19, 20 to 28, it's not taking place. It is taking place, but there's other positive things that are going on in those demographics as well. There's progressive teenagers at 13 to 16. There's progressive young adults at 19 to 20 and 21. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, when I went to Murfreesboro, I seen 19, 20-year-old college kids that are making $100,000 just by using their God-given talents. And I'm like, you know, if you guys are doing that and y'all are still lost and asking me stuff and coming to me for things just because I cut your hair and we're talking about it, it's in me. It's just, it's never been brought out because I've never seen it. And so, like, I tell guys all the time, you know, one of the main reasons I wanted to come home and open up is because I wanted these kids to see somebody that looked like me. I never seen nobody that looked like me growing up. And it's important to see somebody that looks like you.
Well, and as a business owner, too. Again, you could just be barbering in somebody else's shop. But when people walk into Cultured Image Grooming Studio, they know it's your place.
Yes,
the guy.
Yeah.
And so there is some weight that holds for younger generations that are coming in and seeing,
indeed,
okay, you're not just working for the man. You are the man.
And I tried to. One of the large parts, you're exactly right, but one of the things that I like keeping at a cool pace is that when you come in, sometimes, if you don't know who I am, you don't know I'm the owner.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And I think that's important for people coming in the door, but it's also important for my barbers that I have on staff, because I never want them to feel like I'm their boss.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Terrence Page in today from Cultured Image Grooming Empire Founder.
We're gonna ride with the Empire.
Yeah.
Empire Enterprise, it's all got an E, it all works.
I like it. So we were just kind of talking about you being looking like just a barber and not necessarily the owner. And I think that that's interesting because as owners start growing their brand, growing their business, they are taken out of the thing that they're passionate about. So I've had Meg's Bread on. Meg was, she bakes bread. She was the baker. She was, doing sourdough at home, all those things. And now she's an owner. So she's doing a lot of spreadsheets. She's doing a lot of ordering, that kind of stuff. And so why have you made that an important piece of you as an owner to still be putting people in your chair, barbering, and still, why is that important to you?
Because I want everybody that comes in my shop, A, to feel like they can get in my shop or any other barbers in my barbershop's chair. But from a barbering perspective, I want my barbers to feel like they can do this too. You know, you can be an owner too. And when you become an owner, you have to understand the everything and the magnitude that comes with it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't ever want to feel like I'm cracking my whip at them, because that's not my job. My job is to make sure that they have a safe, secure place to go practice what it is that they've put so many hours and so much time and so much money into. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel like you should open a barbering studio, like where you teach people
a barber school.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, now we ain't gonna get too far ahead.
You
but
can bring people into in Cookeville. You have this, you know.
CIA has been in
there
in
the thought,
and it's, you know, Cultured Image Academy. But you know, everything's about timing. You know what I mean? And like right now, that's not what God has for me. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier. If I'm here, God has me here for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. You know, my first season was this. My second season was this. My third season is these kids, man. And that's,
what do you feel? So kind of impacting the youth, but why do you think you want to make an impact on this community? Why do you feel so strongly about that?
Because it's time. It's past time. You know, again, like I've said before, I did a piece, shouts out to Michael Aiken and It's Your Business, but I told him.
It's WCTE. You can go watch it on WCTE. I think you can do it on demand.
Yeah. I told him, you know, Cookeville is a, and I mean this, Cookeville is a place that can change the world, but we have to change the mindset of the people in Cookeville first. And that's probably, it's probably one of the truest statements I've ever seen.
And I want to point out, We talked about, mentioned the color of your skin. We're on radio, so not everyone.
Everybody can see it. Right?
Everybody can see it. Yeah. But so I am white and you are black.
Yes.
And so to me, there's times where I'm like, oh, this is the greatest community ever. We're so collaborative. We're so great. Everything's so amazing and wonderful. But I do not walk in the shoes that you walk in. And so it is different. And that's kind of, we talked about this a little bit off air, is that the way we got connected, we were doing a diversity panel. And so somebody connected me with you and I had no idea how few black business owners we have in this community, mm-hmm. how most of the black business owners are service-based owners. Maurice
and Daisy.
McKinney at Thrive are some of the only
non-service-based
black owners.
Yes.
And they had a lot of issues opening the business that they did. They had to jump through a lot of hurdles to get to where they're at now.
You know, it's funny you mention that because that's one reason, that's one of my biggest drives is I've pointed that out of late is like majority of the native black, African-American, black business owners that are here, we're in the service base, hair, nails, you understand what I'm saying, estheticians, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's another stigma that I want to break
mm-hmm.
because we can do more than that. You understand what I'm saying? Like we are more than that. You know?
For sure. And I think that that's what my role, I didn't know that that was a hole in the ecosystem mm-hmm. until I started kind of digging into that. And our role at the Biz Foundry is to help people start businesses. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't even know that, you know, most of the black owned businesses were in service. DJs is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to make sure that people understand there are resources. No matter where you come from or who you are, there are resources for people in this area. And that is one of the blessings I think that this area has to offer is that there is a lot of small business help.
And let me give you your flowers real quick because
give them to me.
I'm all about people getting their flowers. That's one thing that you've been adamant about since we met is making sure that people were aware of the resources in the diverse communities. But at the same time, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You understand what I'm saying? And like, I think a lot of times, whether you're talking about the African-American community, the Latino community, the Latin community, whatever the case may be, when you're in a small knit place like this, you're feared out of not chasing your dream because you don't see the mass majority of people that A, look like you, that you feel should be supporting you. But then when you do see another establishment, you don't see the support.
Well, and let me just say too, there's ignorance is not always this terrible thing.
No.
Ignorance just means you don't know.
You don't know, and that's what's wrong with it. You just don't know what you don't know.
Right, and so like I said, I think for me, and that's what I have just really enjoyed about getting to know you is that you have been a teaching source for me I think it is hard for a white female to stand up there and say, oh, we have all these, come, you belong here.
Right.
Well, I don't look like you. I don't talk like you. You don't know my background, my culture, my life. And so that is hard sometimes. And so kind of figuring out the right partners and the right way to collaborate, I think, is really important. One of the things I do think I love to see when people tag Cultured Image Grooming Studio, it's not that it's all just the African-American community that you have in there. It's a very diverse group of people that you have, and even your barbers that staff the place as well.
Oh, yeah. I've got Hispanic, Caucasian, and myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, that will always be in play. Always will it be in play. You know, because that's authentically who I am. And, like, I think that's another thing that I have to point out is, like, you know, I've never put on the coat of perfection. I just carry the authenticity of who I authentically am. And I'm okay with that.
Well, and I think you're very open about the fact that you're always growing and you're always striving to be better and to be the best version and make the best impact on the community around you. And you're very, very set of building a community. And so that was part of what you wanted to offer by expanding from 450 square feet to a barbershop, a legitimate barbershop, is kind of building a community.
Yes, because you know, the crazy thing is like, they say if you have a plan or if you have a dream to write it down, if you have a goal to write it down. Well, I've never did that. The only time I ever went and wrote anything down was when I wanted that shop. I went over. I know the people that was riding down Willow had to think I was crazy. I never forget, it was one night, it was raining, it's dark, I had just left my studio on 10th Street. I go over, I just felt God tell me to go over in the parking lot and pray about it. So I go over in the parking lot, I never went and lifted my hands in prayer, because that's just not what I seen as a kid, you understand what I'm saying? And so I go over, I'm praying, and I just heard him say, go home and write it down. I still got the notebook, I wrote it on the back of this notebook I had in my car.
How do you not have this, like, framed on the wall in the studio?
I don't know, everybody said that, but I still have the notebook, but everybody said they were like, bro, you need to put this in a frame, and that was the vision. I said, God, I want this building so I can gather men, so I can help men that need it, because I knew that there's men in this area that needed it, you know what I mean?
Stick with us and you'll hear more about that in a second. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry, and I have Terrence Page, founder of Cultured Image Grooming Studio, Cultured Image Clothing, and whatever other Cultured Image things fall under it.
We fall under the housing host of the Bible Shop now.
There you go. So we were just talking about creating community in a barbershop, and you know, you created this space, and so that's evolved, and you started a men's group there. Just tell me about that.
So the men's group that we host out of Cultured Image Grooming Studio is called the Bible Shop, and it's a meeting of the minds for men, and men only. We've talked about bringing in guests at particular times, but right now we're just focused on men.
So I have Power by Her. If you're a woman, come see me.
There you go.
If you're
Shameless
a man,
plug. That's it.
If you're a man, go see Terrence.
And that's why we're here. That's why we get along, because that's what we do.
That's right. And we're okay with staying in our lane and supporting what we need to support.
But the Bible Shop is candid conversation from biblical perspective. And what we wanted to do, shout out to my man Witt, Marcus James. It's really his baby. You know, me and him, God sent him and some other people into my life that had moved into Cookeville, that were just authentically who they were. And I thank God all the time for him, because God knew I needed authenticity at this particular moment. I didn't need no fugazi, no fufu, no none of that. I needed authentic men, you know. And so me and Whit, we were just talking a lot about some of the things that men need here in this area. And that's how the Bible Shop was founded. You know what I mean? Like, again, and the Bible Shop is his baby. I just kind of have the housing host, you know. He combined it with myself and some other gentlemen, you know, to kind of structure it.
So is this an open community? Can people stop
by?
Yeah,
every Tuesday. We're at 506 North Willow Avenue.
Tuesday evenings.
Tuesday nights at 7:00. Now, I'm telling you, don't come if you're in a hurry. Because there's been nights we've not got out of there till 11:30 at night. Because when you talk about men that are battling issues and mental health issues and issues that the society puts on us that want to drop them and get them burdens off, there's no limitation on the time that comes with that.
And let me just say that as a person who runs a female community, I think, oh, you know, women need this space to talk and blah, 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 blah. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually made the comment at one of the Power by Her lunches a month ago. And I said, well, I just don't think men feel this way. And somebody said, no, I think you're wrong. They just don't speak about it.
Man, let me tell you how wrong you are.
Again, ignorance.
Again, I'm a barber. I'm a barber, so I touch the crown of men every day, all day. So I can read the body posture of a man. If he's tense, if he's uptight, if he's relaxed, you know, if he's sad, if he's mad, I can read those postures. And that's what I used to tell Marcus. I was like, man, I see so many different men coming in here that are bottling and what we call masking reality. You know what I mean? And the Bible Shop is just a place. It's a safe place that men can come and take that mask off and just really let, you know, let the kingdom of what God can do be done, you know. And I think I'm going to try to do this and not get emotional on here because the men of the Bible Shop have been so influential in my growth the last 6 months.
You're going to make me emotional.
You know, I don't have to name names, but I wish I could, but I don't want to because it's not about that. The only name that I need to say is just thank you, Jesus, because without those men, I don't know that I would have the mental space, the free mental space that I have now, because like you said, so many people think men don't want to talk about the issues. But it's not that we don't want to talk about the issues. It's just that we don't have the right people to talk about the issues with. Because I don't want to load your gun with my problems, mm-hmm. and then you go out and blast it
mm-hmm.
everywhere. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so I think that's what men are fearful of. But when we come to the Bible Shop, we know it's a safe, secure place.
Well, and I want to say that for anyone that's listening, business owner or not business owner, it's really, really important to find your village and to find your community of people, of the right people. And I think, you know, I mean, everybody goes through things in life. I've gone the past 5 years of my life have. It's been a lot. And finding those people mm-hmm. that you can really connect with and that you know are going to support you and you can support them back, it's really important. So
yeah, I have to go back and say this, you know, Cookeville has outstanding people in this community. Outstanding people. But when you, like we said earlier, when you don't know, you just don't know. And if you know you don't know, don't keep your mind closed off and say it doesn't exist or this don't happen.
Right.
Or,
and if you, when you know you don't know, then the ignorance becomes a problem.
That's when it becomes a problem.
But when you don't know, and I think I try to be in a learning perspective, you know, and I think that that's the best way. Not to change gears real quick, but I'm going to change gears real quick. Tell us about Juneteenth, an event that's coming up.
Man, shout out to the men of Impact. Shout out to my man, Michael Johnson. Impact has been doing Juneteenth in West End for several years.
It's June 17th this year.
June 17th. Yeah, it's the Saturday of closest to June 19th.
So it's June 17th,
June 17th.
And it's 10 to 2 at West End Park,
which is
by John's Place.
I don't know the number at the numerical address. You know, because here's the thing. A lot of people don't. We just started calling it West End here recently, trying to be politically correct. You know, that is my neighborhood, and we grew up calling it Bushtown, you know, and we're not gonna get into what Bushtown meant because it's not Bushtown anymore, it's West End Park.
Okay,
but
West End Park,
yeah, West End
Park. And this is a free community event,
yes,
anybody can come out to,
yes, come fellowship, come eat,
black, white, red,
it don't matter,
yellow,
bring the kids.
Whatever.
I'll tell you what, last year was epic because we had a Juneteenth event going on that was a predominantly African American event. But the Hispanics used the park for their basketball tournament. And when I tell you, if you've never went down there and seen a basketball tournament that they do, oh, man, they got uniforms, referees, concessions set up. And I mean, like, we were both using the facility. And one thing that I wanted to do when I came back home, shout out to D Prince and shout out to Rob Owens for putting me with the powers that be, that let the other powers that be know some history to the park. That was one reason why we needed to get the facility and get those grounds upgraded, because that is probably the most utilized city park outside of Cane Creek. You know, we needed some new stuff down there, you know, but we had black, brown, white, rich, poor, you know, all gathered there for Juneteenth. And it was just a just an amazing event, man. So if you guys have never came and took part of what Juneteenth is here in Cookeville, Tennessee at Weston Park,
you can find out more information from the Impact website on social media.
Yeah.
Wrap it back up to Cultured Image Grooming. Where can people find clothes if they're interested in the Cultured Image clothing brand that you're
in? So glad you said that, because I finally just got my Shopify up and running. So it's culturedimage.myshopify. That's where you can go order if you're not local. If you're local, you can stop by the shop, 506 North Willow Avenue. You can follow us on Instagram, Cultured Image Clothing. I drop all my releases there. One thing that I've been doing that I really like, I've been doing limited releases, you know, because, again, like we talked about earlier, it's really, really hard and really, really expensive to get started into this clothing industry, because you have to have so many minimums that you have to buy.
Well, and I think that's a business decision to create a culture of a cultured culture. You know, and so I think that that's a, you know, that is one way to do that. And so creates. Where do you see things going in 5 years from now?
First off, wherever God leads, that's where I'm going to go. But as he has me here, again, like I said, just want to get active and get focused with the juvenile community. I would love to be able to get into the Putnam County juvenile system. Possibly, you know, Mustard Seed Ranch or some of these other organizations that deal with the adolescent kids that don't have those father figures, whether they look like me or they don't. That's not the issue there. The issue is making sure we rehabilitate these young kids' mind, you know, get them off the drugs, get them off the alcohol, kill the things that they know they don't need to be doing at an early age, because it can lead to bad decisions for the rest of their life. And just really rehabilitate the mind and let them know that there's options and there's things out here that they can make and can be successful at.
I'm going to throw a huge wrench at you right now, which I'm sure you love. You have a daughter that's an entrepreneur as well. So shout out to her right now.
Shout out to Mar Grace, M's Bomb and Treats. Yes, she's been doing her thing.
So you can find her on Facebook
at M's Bomb and Treats. Yes, if your kids got birthday parties this summer, if you've got events coming up, she does cake pops. She does candies, chocolate covered candies.
And she is how old?
She's 11.
She's an 11-year-old.
Yeah. She's been doing this for a couple years. Yeah, she goes to
All Good Middle School.
All Good Middle. She plays softball. She plays volleyball. She's a heck of a student, and she's an entrepreneur. Like, and
yeah,
the crazy thing is like, I tell people all the time, like, she's a killer, athletic kid, but she just loves to do that too.
The business, yeah.
You know, and I've tried to get her to expand in other things, you know, of course, because I'm in.
She's
so
only 11. I realize that.
But I tell her all the time, and I just told her the other day, I said, listen, honey, you got to stay 12 steps ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Keep staying 12 steps ahead of
the
curve.
She hasn't even lived 12 years of life yet.
No.
So, let's keep that in perspective.
But,
all right. Well, so go check out M's Bomb.
M's Bomb and Treats on Facebook.
And Treats on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm about to tell her to whip up a promo code just for this.
There you go. You can find it at the Cultured Image Grooming Studio.
Yes.
Follow Terrence on social media. What are your socials?
At Tad Fades, at Cultured Image Clothing, at Cultured Image Grooming.
All right, and you can go by and see him on Willow, next
North
to Domino's and the laundry.
Express Laundry.
So
thank you, Tiffany. Shouts out to Tiffany, man.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you here today.
Yes,
fun
I'm
way
to
start
back.
My morning.
Right.